to the Reawaken America Tour, and I'm here with somebody who, to me, is a rock star in our party and could change our country for the better real fast. His name is Joey Gilbert, and he's from Nevada, and he has a lot to say. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you for having me. You're absolutely right, man. We're in this fight now since March 2020, some of us a lot longer, but the battle rages on for our freedom, to protect our constitutional republic.
Yeah, and you're a lawyer, you're a former fighter, you're a heavyweight champion, all that, and here you are, and the biggest fight that you've ever seen is against those who would like to destroy America from the inside out.
Yeah, you know, and something you brought up that was really important is I feel like the toughest fight we have is in our own party.
Yeah.
You know, the GOP, the establishment swamp rats, these corrupt career politicians, they don't care who's in charge as long as they maintain their power. The one thing I learned along my travels along the way, 18 months, was these guys only care about one thing and one thing only, getting reelected to maintain their power grab on on the people and their stranglehold around our throats.
Yeah, and the scariest part, and I've been saying this, I went to five states, I had a lot of friends who went and were campaigning for you. The turnouts were amazing. There's so much momentum. People want America First candidates. People want that, and you know what, it's not even a left or right thing, Republican or Democrat thing. People have to start realizing that that's the truth. There is a uniparty. And that uniparty is united against we the people.
Absolutely. Not only is there a uniparty, but as we said a minute ago, to them, it doesn't matter. As long as they can maintain control, they don't care. The president's a puppet. There's a puppet in there. They're doing what they want to do, and they're going to work just as hard as we've said. They prune the Patriots. So what we just saw happen throughout the primaries is they want Coke or Pepsi.
Right.
They don't want a disruptor. They don't want anybody with solutions, ideas, changes. They want the same old, same old.
Right.
Go along to get along. So they want Coke or Pepsi. They prune the Patriots. We just saw it happen in Nevada. Won every straw poll, had the GOP, endorsement from the 17 counties. Not the executive party, the executive council party of the GOP tried to put their guy in.
Right.
The people showed up at the state convention, went nuts, stripped Joe Lombardo of the endorsement, put me in 71 support against 31% support.
Right.
Guy can't show up to his own events without getting booed. Guy can't do an event that's not pre-screened. It doesn't allow any questions that aren't pre-approved. So this is what we're seeing. And again, where'd we see this before? Biden.
Right.
So only high dollar donors, few people showing up, and then this guy gets installed.
Yeah.
So something's going on. Again, it's the uniparty. It's the establishment swamp rats. We got to get these corrupt career politicians out of our country.
Yeah, and you know what? I believe that there's probably a lot of people on the other side that are seeing the exact same thing happen, where their candidates that they want, that they want to get out, the swamp creatures, they can't get them in either. And that's where people have to meet in the middle and realize, listen, either you're for America and saving God and for God and country and saving this country, or basically you're for the globalists and for the status quo and the controlled demolition, I believe, from the inside out of America. There is no in between. People have to pick a lane right now. Now, with your race especially, I saw this all over the country, but the scariest part to me is it wasn't the people that were out there. It was this like senior executive service, because I don't know if you recall, Donald Trump was saying he didn't realize that there was a powerful group of people that even though he was the president, he couldn't get a lot done.
Yeah.
Because there were installed people there that never go away. And that's where I think the people, the voters, don't realize that there's another level of manipulation going on out there.
Oh, for
and you
sure.
had to deal with it. And that has a lot to do with money.
Yeah, well, when we talk about deep state, is really these career bureaucrats.
Right.
It's people have been in, so, you know, we could jump around a little bit, but term limits. Not only should there be term limits on senators and congressmen, but people in service.
Right.
All right, we've got these people after, 10 years max or 12, they need to move out.
Right.
They can't stay in there because that's what's really happening. Trump couldn't do, death by 10,000 cuts.
Right.
He had all these other people that, again, they don't care.
No.
As long as it doesn't change for them, they don't care. But you know what? The thing that's so important, Mel, is this. Do you really think Americans voted for these gas prices, this inflation, this open border, this medical tyranny, the indoctrination of our children against our parental rights? Do you really? No, they didn't. They're overwhelmingly, and these are 80% numbers, Latino demographic, okay? Again, you look at this, you're talking 80%. When I toured this entire country, but most importantly, the state of Nevada,
right.
The top three things amongst Latinos,
right.
The economy, no more mandates, broken schools,
right.
And crime.
Right.
All right, you go flip another demographic, It was election integrity, the economy, schools, and crime.
Right.
So no matter where you go against this country, in this country, this is what's important to Americans. But then you look at legacy medias, they're trying to say it's abortion, LGBTQ, right, in Ukraine. Get out of here.
No.
Stop. It's not, Americans don't want this anymore. But when they start realizing, hopefully, as more people wake up, they're going to say, hold on a second. So we know we voted against this CRT, transgender indoctrination. We voted these school board members out, but somehow they didn't go.
Right.
When you've got people that never put up a website, never campaigned a day, never showed up to an event against funded people that had people door knocking, passing out literature, going to events, and they lose, and not lose by a little bit, but lose big. When there's more votes for the at-large school board seat in Nevada,
right,
than there are for governor,
right,
we got a problem.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, that senior executive service that a lot of people don't know about, and actually Trump put in an executive order right before the election was stolen and the guy was installed. He put in one to finally make it, they weren't even allowed to fire them. These people were in forever. And I'm talking about the military industrial complex, the science people at the NIH, the education department that shouldn't exist. And that's in every state too. I think a real big problem that we need to talk about, first of all, I still believe that you will be holding office. So I do not believe that A, that's gonna stand, and B, that you didn't win. I think you totally won. But bigger than that, we need you in there for more important reason, which is the money going into our elections is really controlled by bankers. It is controlled by an international banking cabal, people that have goals in terms of what they want to see America become for their own gain. And I keep watching, no matter what. Zuckerberg put in $80 million again. He said he wasn't putting money into the election. Of course, he did, very locally. And then we have the $300 million from Soros. We have the Arabella partners, all this dark money coming in. And the worst part is it's out of state. Yeah. This should not be legal.
No.
I mean, the money, what were you watching with the money? It's just so crazy.
Well, I mean, just to see what they've been doing, again, as you just said, the influence in our elections is absolutely, it's unexplainable.
No.
Because they allow it to happen. But as you said, this is far bigger than just, you know, the American people. This is all about control.
Yeah.
They want to take America down.
Right.
You know, you can see the destruction of America from the outside, starting with our children, starting with our, just what this president's done between Afghanistan, military readiness, obviously in the border, the man in any other scenario. Could you imagine if Donald Trump pulled any of this stuff? Could you imagine, you realize that they just shipped the amount of oil we just shipped, some close to 1 million barrels overseas. We have a gas crisis here to a firm that actually Hunter Biden has a piece of. Like, you can't make this up.
Right.
Imagine if Don Jr. did something like that, they'd have him in jail somewhere.
He'd be in prison for the rest of his life. Yeah, well, that's the other thing. This is why we have to keep fighting for you, fighting for integrity. Now, you are going to file a lawsuit, I hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we already asked for a recount, but as you know, recounts, all they simply do is the same fraudulent ballots, right, on the same machines. We didn't get a hand count, which we wanted. We want a hand count audit. You know, we put up the $200,000. And so now we're going to contest the election formally.
Good.
We'll have to file this by the end of next week.
Right.
We're doing all that we can, and we're going to submit. Let me tell you something, though. When I say this, we have it all. We have it all. This is the only way. We had someone that was far ahead of this that hired professional people in surveillance. We have testimony. We have video testimony from the assistant registrar of voters admitting that the machines were connected to the internet.
Right.
We have the assistant registrar of voters admitting they started counting the early ballots a week ahead of time with no observation. We have on the record, no ballot, no chain of custody. We had 44,000, you know, nonpartisan independents that weren't even allowed to vote.
Right.
Okay, it goes on. We had people working our polls, working our elections, not even from the state. Then we had people, again, working that were two Democrats or two independents, alone in a room. Okay, so every rule, we had court orders on observation, totally broken. So something has to come to here. Something has to break here.
This has to be why it happened. It has to be why it happened. It is the only way that this is going to change. Are these lawsuits from individuals like you that have all the evidence that it is, they cannot ignore it, and then getting it out there publicly? Because the people have to understand, I believe that there probably are people on the left that are not so extreme left that had their candidates too.
You're right.
The exact same thing
This
happened.
Is what we're praying for,
we
Mel.
Have
we're
to
praying
meet in for the middle.
Other, yes, like-minded folks that are watching from the outside. Because let me tell you something. The reason I know I won Nevada so overwhelmingly is because I had the mama bears. I had the homeschool moms.
I had no idea that you didn't.
Yeah,
unbelievable it was to me.
People still stop me in the streets and congratulate me.
No, we were on our way here. And I said, I said to Rob, no, I said, no, Joey Gilbert won. And he's like, I don't think so. I was like, it's impossible. Yeah. Impossible. But it was impossible.
It was impossible.
And you're not the only one, but this is, see, they're never going to fight it on the AG level.
No.
You have to fight it yourself.
They could care
if you
less.
Win this lawsuit, which everyone needs to support this, if you win this lawsuit, then it's going to start a domino effect, and that's what we need, or we are screwed in 2022.
We're in big trouble. If they get through this, not just 2022, first of all, we need to fix 2020.
Right.
Number one. Number two, these primaries have to be dealt with.
They have to be dealt with.
And then we have to make sure that this general, because I'll tell you right now, remember this, anybody watching, because if they don't fix what's happened to me right now,
right,
there's an algorithm where the current, even though he's a GOP choice, establishment rat, he will get smoked. So will the AG's office, so will the Secretary of State, wind up with the same guy for another 4 years,
right,
and Nevada's done.
Right.
And they have no one to blame but themselves.
Right.
So there's people saying, Joey Gilbert, you should concede. Joey
no
Gilbert,
way.
You should get behind this guy. Absolutely not. This guy is 180 degrees diametrically opposed to everything we stand for.
Right. Well, the other thing, when I was doing, I did a big show on smart cities and these contracts with the globalists and all of that. That's a big problem in Nevada, especially Las Vegas and Reno, but all over that state, that your current governor is one of the governors that's involved in like this World Economic Forum, like governor's thing.
Well, first of all, he's bought and paid for by China.
100%.
You know, his wife, they've got Hobbs and Ong. They've got a consulting company that basically, gets paid, exorbitant fees to handle all the money coming into the state, whether it's the Clark County Commission.
It is so corrupt.
It's the most
state.
Unbelievable stuff I've ever seen. Conflicts of interest like you can't see, the testing scandals. And here's another thing you don't know. Nevada got the second largest amount of coronavirus stimulus relief funds in the United States. We have 3.125 million people. How did we get
second
largest amount? Where did the money go? The resort association, the hospitals, the schools, all these new things that were built. I mean, the people didn't get anything.
Nothing.
The people didn't get a single dollar, and all of a sudden, all this money's gone.
And they made all these deals with this track and trace surveillance stuff, and all of this AI, and all of this smart city technology. The amount of money that Nevada has wasted on all of this, like CCP type surveillance and tracing and Internet of Things.
Oh, yeah.
Nevada has taken so much money, and people don't even know it. And they look at like Vegas or whatever. Vegas is fully surveilled. That is not a free place. Reno's not a free place, but the rest of the state is paying for it. And these are contracts. This is what I think happened in your race, honestly, all over the country, is that these people that are in that deep state in Nevada, the executives, the GOP there, they took these contracts.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that set up Nevada to be a totally surveilled track and trace CCP-owned state.
Yep. And when I would run and they would ask me what I would do, first things I said is, listen, we're going to do an audit where all this money went.
100%.
The CARES Act money, we're going to audit. We're going to audit what happened with all the school district money. We're going to reopen the Las Vegas shooting and get to the bottom of that, Mandalay Bay. And that's where you just saw, I think they asked me, that was my, during the debate,
the worst.
The one personal question for me was, you said on social media that you'd reopen the shooting. That's when I really realized these guys are scared to death. Because once we start opening
up
these things.
Why do you think they cheated?
Absolutely. There was no way they could let me in. I'm talking about getting rid of the school, the school board. I'm talking about the teachers' union.
The whole Department of Education.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even be there. If it wasn't a money-making scam and a Marxism thing, Carter never would have put it in. And then, that teachers' union. But I got to say, I really believe the only reason that they cheated, and cheated blatantly, I think, in your case.
Oh, blatantly.
Like, because I was talking even to General Flynn about it, and we were saying, like, they don't even care that they were caught.
No.
That's how much they need
they
to hold
care.
Power. But them holding power is more than holding power. I think it's about covering up their crimes.
It's absolutely covering up their crimes. Listen, what they did in this state is unbelievable. And again, not only do they not care, but they called their election. Only 10% of Las Vegas was in. None of Reno's, the second largest county, was in.
Yeah.
They call it, and we're sitting there, and then they Lombardo goes to the podium, announces he's the winner. I'm sitting there looking at this. And meanwhile, we're winning 16 out of 17 counties at the time by double digits. And then slowly, like we saw with the school board races, over the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days, as the mail-in ballots toll in, they get all their percentages in. And again, sometimes they want to embarrass you. They want to demoralize you. They want you to think you have no chance. You really won. You had the most support, all the people behind you.
Colorado is like that.
And then they try to say, no, you had no chance. The social media, give it up, Gilbert. You lost big league. It's like, no, you guys, if you saw the data I saw, and data doesn't lie. I'm looking at this data going, I mean, it was, I'm gonna be honest with you, it hurt a little bit. I mean, for me to work as hard as I did with my beautiful daughter.
How could it not have hurt? I was 100% sure that you were gonna win, and I think you did win. That's even worse, because what we're dealing with is 2020 wasn't fixed. And 2020 wasn't the first time either. And that's really where we are now. Our country has been usurped to such an extent that the people doing it, these bankers, these international globalists, they don't even care that we know.
No.
But also the problem is not enough people do know.
Well, you know, General, I woke up on Wednesday morning after the primary to a message from General Flynn that said, do not concede, do not give in. He said, you know what, Joey, you cannot stop. We have to have every legal vote, no more dead voting, no more anything. The only thing that makes us all equal is our vote.
Right.
And that truly is it. That's what scares them the most. And even this, what they've seen, this resurgence, you want to call it red pilling, I call it common sense.
I know,
people are just waking up, looking around, going, wait, hold on a second. This doesn't make sense. We all know that we don't want this anymore. Even silent majority, they're still silent. They're voting these people out in record numbers, but they're still there.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to the bottom of this, Mel.
Yeah,
I ain't going anywhere.
No.
And there's a reason why, and I wish I was a heavyweight champion because I would have been, much richer. If I was middleweight champion, heavyweight, they pay a little better. Yeah. But I was middleweight champion. And I'll tell you something, I was a 3-time national champ, 4-time All-American, won the Golden Gloves. There's a reason a lawyer, former military, former boxing champion was put in this position and lose the way I did with these kind of friends, people like you, people like Clay, people like General Flynn, because if there's anybody who was ever going to take it to these guys, to take it to these scumbags, it's me.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
It's the only way. It's the only way, and that's why the journey you're on is just beginning, A, and B, everything that you've done now made you a warrior and a fighter, because they don't expect people to fight back.
No.
And they expect us. The demoralization, and even what you're seeing online, nobody's doing that that's organic.
Well, I go look at them. There's 2 followers.
I know.
It's a brand
new
account.
To me. Every time I see something really horrible, I go and I look and I'm like, oh, they have 3 followers.
Yeah.
So I guess that's part of the plot. But again, I think they used the same thing with you where they called it early so that guy went in and said it and then you
It is. It's all predetermined results. So they know, depending on what's
it's
coming
so
in.
It's so disrespectful to the American
the
people.
The early voting and the mail-in voting,
it's
they
so
take
gross.
That and then the algorithm kick. And we have it. So, you've got all these people, that we know about that are the cyber team, the part of Lindell's. So they've got the whole algorithm. Now let's just see what we can do.
Well,
do with it.
Will you come on the show after you file and
Absolutely.
Tell everyone? Because I'll tell you, we have a huge audience that loves you and really loves God and country. And I believe that you were put in this position. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if God made sure that this primary went this way so that you can go fight.
Yeah.
Now you have to go fight.
I almost think that's true every day now, because here we are. Had I just walked in right now, it wouldn't be we have to continue exposing this, because maybe I get in my race, but they did this literally nationwide.
Well, they did it every single race that I went to 6 states. I talked to people, thousands of people coming for new candidates. They don't want anyone new in. It is a swamp. It is a uniparty. Anyone in is a threat to all the crimes they've committed over the last 50 years, especially in Nevada. So we got to get you out there fighting this fight in public.
Yes.
We can't let this go behind the scenes, because people have to understand, you didn't get the race stolen, they did.
Yep.
They stole it from the people of Nevada, and we're going to take it back.
The people, 100%.
Thank you so much, sir.
We
really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. We'll have you this week after you file.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results-oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is to me like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.